Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Turning to something very serious and extraordinarily troublesome. Man. I mean, this is not a surprise to me. It's not a surprise to my guest, who's my friend, who's one of the best in the country at drilling down on this sort of thing and taking on this sort of thing. But, man. So, this report just released by the Department of Health and Human Services, man, found that 4 in 10, 40% of Medicare recipients in nursing homes had COVID last year. My gosh. I'm just blown away. Nursing home deaths soared among Medicare patients by more than a third. Two devastating spikes 8 months apart. 8 months. So they had nearly a year to get their blankety-blank together, and they couldn't. I had to grab the best in the business at getting in the middle of fights for this and defending families and searching for the truth and just doing the right thing. Rob Pierce, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Marty.
Rob, we've been talking about this for a year, but when you see it on paper, man, it's shocking, is it not, sir?
I'm not sure what else to say. We live in a country that is divided at the moment politically in multiple areas, but it's showing up in what's happening to our elderly population. There's a belief that, you know, there's issues with the vaccine, people should or should not be vaccinated, but along the way, more and more of the elderly are dying. And by this recent report, there were approximately 170,000 people in the United States who died a death they did not need to die because of the COVID virus. And I just don't know what we need to do as a society to have it hit home unless, unfortunately, more people pass away or we continue to ignore the problem that was in front of us, which is the elderly just are not cared for properly. And I think as a society, that's unfortunately maybe where we're at right now.
This is Rob Pierce from Rob Pierce and Associates. He's my go-to guy for any of this because he gets it and knows it, and he's right in the middle of it. You nailed it, my man, when you said, because I think what happens is, because I heard this crap, that, well, they were going to die anyway, which disgusts me, by the way. Here's the quote from one of the folks who investigated this. This was not individuals who are going to die anyway. Right, Rob?
That's correct. Marty, the Department of Health and Human Services, which is a federal agency, does studies, life expectancy, how long people might be in a home, when they're projected to die. These COVID deaths are clearly related to the virus, and these are not the normal projected death rates. And what people have to understand is when a pandemic hits, yes, more of us are going to die. But at this level, to have 40% of those within a nursing home get COVID and the total deaths to go up by at least 170,000, and quite candidly, that number is low because they did not keep track of the deaths until a few months into the pandemic, which is understandable.
Right.
But the point is there are probably hundreds of thousands that died from this virus, and we need to acknowledge that took place and quite candidly make sure we put in preventive measures so that it doesn't continue to happen or happen the next time we have an ailment, a pandemic or a virus that hits the country.
I'll tell you what shocked me, my man. In April of last year, a total of 81,484 Medicare patients died in nursing homes. Then 8 months later, after the lockdowns, in this effort to expand testing, but before the vaccine was available to everyone, another 75,000 dead. That's cataclysmic. They had 8 months to get it together, and they really couldn't, Rob. Why is that, man? Why?
There are a lot of reasons for that, Marty. Number one, proper protective equipment was not given out to staff, which I think inadvertently led to the spread. Secondly, as vaccines did come out, they didn't get to the proper people in time. And what I mean by that is, you know, the people working in these homes or whatnot. But I think which is a greater point that can't be lost is this. Our elderly population, like you said, and it's wrong, but people say, well, they're going to die anyway. If we had 170,000 babies that died from something, do you think that would get more of the public's attention?
Oh, my God.
Because I certainly believe it would.
Hey, Rob, you've pointed this out, and it's glaring. Unbelievably low pay in these facilities. Until we compensate those employees, in fact, it's so bad that a lot of them are going on strike, I think, this week or next. We got to do better by them, do we not, sir? I mean, really have to do better, right?
We do. This pandemic, look, the vast majority of the people that worked in these homes, the employees, did everything they could.
Right.
There are stories of employees cleaning their own masks, you know, cleaning their own gowns, trying to do everything they can as to protect these people. The vast majority of the employees that work in these homes care about the residents, do not want to see them sick, and they're not the ones to blame for this. The facilities themselves were not prepared. And the point is, they are paid by the federal government to prevent infectious diseases within our nursing homes. That's a known thing that happens to this part of our population. And yet, many of these homes did not do that, were not prepared at all, but they're collecting federal dollars to do so. And so it's wrong. They should not have been paid to do things that they didn't do, and especially when that is to prevent infectious diseases. And that's why sometimes you see homes like Brighton in particular where right. terrible things happen, and other homes where it did not happen, because some homes, unfortunately, are much better than others.
Your litigation involving Brighton points out that they overtly, sir, ignored the law and people died as a result. Is that fair?
I think it's a fair statement that there were multiple citations given to Brighton in particular, citing them for failing to control infectious diseases prior to the pandemic. And the failure to put the proper protocol in place led to catastrophic results, not just for the residents, but for the staff who also got sick.
Keep fighting the fight, man. It's really important stuff. Rob Pierce with Rob Pierce and Associates. He's my guy, and he cares deeply. It's why I love him. Thanks, Rob.
Thank you, sir.
It's tough to handle.